Holly Cotton here, and you guys, I know Valentine's is coming up. Valentine's, however you say it, whatever the day is for lovers is coming up. So I wanted to get someone in that could give us some lovey stuff to share with our partners, whether it be doing it on your own or whether it be getting her to do it or one of her products, whatever it is. So I have Dash, you guys, and Dash is a celebrity sensual masseuse. She's also an entrepreneur. And so she's going to give us a little bit of insight of what a sensual massage is and answer some basic questions that we may have about it to see if it's something that we want. So welcome, Dash.
Thank you.
All right, so let's get into it first, because you know, Dash, I feel like I'm a very sexually adventurous person. You know, I feel like, you know, I don't have like all of these hangups, and I can talk about stuff and do stuff, but never have I ever decided that I wanted to start doing sensual massages. So before we get into everything, and I'm going to have a little clip, you guys, on my Instagram reel as well, whenever we put the little snips of this episode together. So be sure to look at that, because I'm going to find some of her little snips so you can see exactly what a sensual massage is. So how did this come about, Dash? Let's start with that.
Well, I'm going to make a very long story short. I was in the military, and I knew that I was coming home being medically separated. But there has been years where I've had like this very sensual side of me that I just did not know how to tap into, especially with me being in the church and you're told whatever is for your man is for your man. It happens behind closed doors. I just did not know how to express who I actually was and am. And so knowing that I was coming home from the military, I said, well, I have to do something because I don't want to just sit around. And I decided to sell lingerie and sex toys. And I said, well, maybe this will help me express my sensuality, my feminine side, because putting on lingerie makes you feel like really sexy. And I did that. It went over really well. But before I went into the military, I went to school for massage therapy. And so I said, well, I have this knowledge of body work. I know the body. I can do this. So why not massage in the same lingerie that I'm selling, you know, to... You know, and men are very, very visual. And so it went over really well. My clientele was great. It wasn't until one of my regular clients booked me and said, can you massage a woman that I'm dating? And I was just like, now I've massaged women in school and in the spa, all of that good stuff. But a sensual massage on a woman, I was just like, now I date women. So I'm familiar with women. But when it comes to massaging them, we're very particular about everything. We're particular about who's touching us and who's around us and what the fuck are they wearing, you know? And so I agreed. I did it. And I went viral. So here I am 4 years later. And just, you know, still pouring into myself, pouring into my business, and still being my sensual feminine self.
Well, let me just say this. Okay, so one, I can definitely see why that went viral, because one, I think that the whole, I don't even want to say bisexual fantasy, because it may not even be bisexual, but maybe it's just a lot of men have that threesome fantasy, or they have that fantasy of seeing their woman with someone else, or maybe a woman wants to have that fantasy fulfilled, but she doesn't really want to cross over. So I can see that a sensual massage could definitely be that segue of where maybe I don't want to actually go that far, but I want another woman to touch me in a certain way. So how does she feel after you like came out and you was like, pat out, this is what it is, baby?
So the funniest part of this story is he had booked a hotel. It's a beautiful suite. Everything was beautiful. I got out my truck. I'm carrying my table into the hotel. I see a woman getting out of her car and she's walking toward the hotel. So we both get on the elevator. She pressed the number 3 and I was just like, in my head, is this her? Like, it's, you know. And so she asked me, how was I doing? How are you? I said, I'm great. Thank you. No, I'm just here to... You know, I'm doing my job. And so she said, well, I'm here for a massage. I feel like the elevator was moving so slow. The fact that we had the conversation in the elevator. And so she's like, yeah, my man, you know, he booked me this self-care experience. And I was just like,
oh, is that what we calling it?
Right. So she's got a lady before me, because mind you, I have this humongous table. She's walking down the hall. I'm walking right behind her. And she said, "Are you there?" And I said, are you there? And so, you know, we had that moment in the hallway. We get inside the room. We introduce ourselves. And we got to it. She was, I want to say, in her 40s, close to 50. And she squirted all over my table. And so that's the part that go viral, because it was, you know... So afterwards,
Dash, I should have watched a viral video before I started asking too many questions, but go ahead.
She squirted all over my table. And so she said, that was the first time that's ever happened to her. She's almost 50. She's never had a climax in that way before. And so in that moment, it was confirmation for me, because mind you, I had never sensually massaged a woman before. And I was just like, well, damn, I knew I was gifted, but
I got it like that.
So I made a business surrounding it, and so not just for the intimate side of it, or me giving you a yoni massage or a linga massage, but this really is self-care, because people think of, when they think of intimacy, they automatically equate it to sex, and that's not the case. You can have intimacy on several different levels in many different ways, and here I am coming and catering to your body and touching you and rubbing on you in ways that you didn't even know that you liked. You didn't even know that you enjoyed touch right here. And so I'm giving you all of the feels without the sex. Mm-hmm. She felt great.
Yeah, I'm feeling that through the story right there. I definitely am receiving it. So I will say this, that I've seen tons of men doing this on Instagram, you know, so I see the men always, like, you know, with legs open and bending them over and doing this, and it's always a man. So I was very intrigued about you as a woman doing these actions, because I was like, oh, okay, because it's always the men, and of course you think, you know, now they got a penis, or are they erect? Is there a sexual chemistry that's going on? So my question, because now I want to ask for the audience, is, so how do you keep it where it's professional? Because like you said, it is sensual, and especially even us as women being sexual beings, we're very touch oriented. I can be standing next to someone that I'm attracted to, and I'm like, ooh, okay, I'm feeling a little chemistry, a vibe. So how do you keep it where it's just professional, me going in and I'm doing this sensual massage and I'm touching you in all of these places in a sensual way, but you as the masseuse aren't sexually turned on or feel that it's a sexual act?
I go into it expressing what my boundaries are. I am very sure of my boundaries. I stand 10 toes in my boundaries, and I do not push them for anybody. And so before, I like to say that your experience start at the very initial point of contact. So whether it's an email, a DM, a phone call, a text message, I'm letting you know exactly the service that you're going to get, what my boundaries are, and also during your massage, at any point, if you feel uncomfortable, to immediately let me know. Because sometimes people will come in expressing their boundaries, and sometimes they don't. And I can never be too sure. And so throughout your service, I want to make sure you are comfortable, that you are not feeling overstimulated, that you're not just, well, she's down there, so I don't know what's happening. You know, so I would ask questions throughout your massage. Are you okay? Is this pressure fine? And I set the tone from the very initial point of contact. So you're not even coming into the room thinking that we're about to have sex. You know that you're coming in for this experience. I'm going to cater to you. I'm going to take care of you in the time frame that you booked me for. And that's just it. You leave and you're just like, a lot of my clients are like, well, damn, I wanted it to be longer than 60 minutes. I wanted it to be longer than 90 minutes. Or I've had clients cry on my table, men and women. And it just makes me feel so good. And again, it's confirmation for me, because I feel like I know what my purpose is. And, you know, I make them feel good. They love it. They enjoy it. And so the fact that they respect my boundaries, it makes me want to do it even more, because I know for a fact that I'm doing the right thing. Morally, I'm doing the right thing. And so even though there's people out on the outside that may say, I don't respect this, or this is disgusting, or you give massage therapists a bad look, baby, I don't have nothing to do with it. I don't have nothing to do with that. I state what my intentions are from the very beginning. I express my boundaries from the very beginning, and I take care of the people when they are in my presence and in my space.
Hmm. Okay, and I'm gonna get some details for you guys about what exactly Dash is doing down there. But I do. we still doing the starter up. We're still in the foreplay part right now. I'm warming up.
Foreplay is important.
So let me ask you this, Dash. Okay, so my trade is a nurse. Like, I've been a nurse my whole life, right? So I know that in certain medical situations that there have been situations, especially with men and getting an erection. And I know sometimes I might be going in there to catheterize them, or you touch them in a certain way and they just get erect. And now you're looking at a erect penis the whole time. And you're just like, hey, I got to act like it's no big deal. You got to act like it's no big deal, but it's obviously a big penis sticking up. So I know for a fact you have to deal with men and having erections. So how do you navigate that? Because I don't know if I could.
So I encourage you to feel everything that you're feeling. I don't try to shame you. I don't want you to feel shame that your vagina is wet or that your penis is hard. I don't want you to feel shame at all. And my disclaimer in the beginning, when you come in and I'm giving my list of disclaimers, I say, allow yourself to be present in this space. If you do get an erection, I'm fine with it. It does not bother me. If your vagina is wet, it does not bother me at all. Because I understand the body's, I understand pleasure when it comes to the body. And so you're being touched a very soft and sensual way. For a lot of us women, we're going to, now you're touching on my spot now. You know, and then again,
that my man can never find, right. But you done found it.
And then when it comes to men, again, men are really visual creatures. And so you have a woman, I wear lingerie when I'm doing massages. And so I'm here in lingerie, and immediately their mind is already like, well, shit, you know? And so then you're getting touched on very soft, sensually, and seductively. Your body is going to respond to the pleasure. I welcome it. I don't mind it. I maneuver my body in several different ways to avoid any kind of sexual interaction. So if you do have if your penis is hard and I'm on top of you, straddling you, massaging your shoulders, I already then maneuvered my body a specific kind of way to prevent any interaction like that from happening. And again, they already know that's not happening. So it just, you know, but in the end, it makes it worth it because I take you there.
Yeah, I could see men trying to reposition themselves so they get a little feel or something. Boy, them men ain't no good. Just kidding, fellas. Just kidding. I'm trying to help y'all out for Valentine's Day. Okay, so because I also want to use your platform as a way of educating other people, right? Because it's fun. It's great. I definitely want to support your business and everything else. But there may be some people who are a little, I don't know if I want her to do that. But I think my man could really get turned on if I did that for him myself. So before we go into that part of recommendations and all of that, kind of give us a insight of what goes on. So you go in the room, you pull the table out, and I want the details. All right, so you go put your lingerie on. Like, what part do you get naked? When do you start?
Oh, I offer regular sensual where it is me in lingerie, and then I offer nouveau where I'm completely naked. So when you come into the room, we've already discussed whatever service you're getting. We've already gone over boundaries. We've already gone over everything. But I still enforce those boundaries when you come in. So there's no room for mistake. So you come in, the room is nicely dim and lit with red lights everywhere. So it's very romantic the moment you walk in. There's rose petals on the floor. There's candles. All of the things that us women like for us, our man to do when you come into we all want that hotel room experience, right? And so that's what I'm giving you. You come in, it's already set up, it's romantic. There's really soft spa music playing, very soft relaxation music playing. You come in, I introduce myself again. I go over my boundaries again. I get you on the table and I introduce your body to my touch, just really nice and soft so you won't feel like, oh, well, shit, I don't know where she's about to touch, right? So I introduce your body to my touch very soft and seductively, but my playlist is a good 90s, early 2000s, very sensual, sexy playlist. So the same music you want to get your back broke to is what I'm playing, right? And so I'm massaging you to the very beat of the music. I'm not going fast at all. It's very slow. It's very sensual. It's very seductive. And it's very erotic. And so I'm touching your body in ways that you didn't even know that you liked, or in ways that your man can't get to, because you say, hey, babe, I want a massage. He's going to massage you for a good 3 to 5 minutes and then it's straight to pound town. No, because foreplay matters. And I always say that my massages are foreplay, which is why a lot of couples come to me. My massages are foreplay, and it gets you ready. It gets you ready, but then also relaxes you. Because you didn't know you like being touched this way. You didn't know that this part of your body even existed. You didn't know that this turns you on. And so it's very romantic. It's very, very, very intimate. And intimacy like skin to skin, because I'm on you. My body is on you. I'm touching you. I'm using my entire body to massage your entire body. And so I always say that it intensifies the skin to skin contact, and they love it. So it's.
Now, have you ever had a situation where someone felt uncomfortable, or someone did say, ooh, wait, or like, how do you have code words where they can say something, or how does it happen? And again, I'm pretty sure you got to have a level of confidence to want to have Dash straddling you in lingerie and all of that. So you probably ain't going to say no for too much. But have you ever had that where someone was like, oh, wow, I feel kind of uncomfortable?
I've had one woman, when I was massaging her calves, she told me that it was too much pressure. And that was it. That was it. I know how to read body language very well. I know how to interpret energy very well. And so your body will always tell me before your mouth can. I feel your body tensing up or trying to move away from a specific touch. I'm going to also move away from it. If I see that your body is giving into it, I'm going to give you a little bit more of whatever it is that I'm doing. And so I have to be in tune with myself, also in tune with your body. And I have a very short period of time to understand your body and the workings of your body. And so this is why it starts at the very initial point of contact. I have to feel your energy through a text message or an email or a phone call, so that when you come in, I already know exactly what it is that I want to do, because everybody does not get the same massage. There's some techniques I do on one person that I won't do on the next. So I have to be 100% aware and in tune with what it is that I'm doing, and in myself, and my energy has to be aligned before I touch you. Because if you're saying, ouch, 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 then I didn't do my due diligence to let up off the pressure before you even said it. So I've only ever had one person to say, oh my, because she has sciatica.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to ask you too, because Dash, you be flipping people up and doing legs open and stretching and I'm like, I sure hope those people are flexible. So how do you determine how far you're going to pull a leg up?
I give them a medical waiver. And so I understand all of the contraindications when it comes to their specific service. So that way I know if you have a heart monitor, if you know whatever health issue you have, I already know, which is why I don't do the same techniques on every single person. When it comes to stretching, your body is going to tell me when it's had enough. I never want to overdo it, and I don't want nobody coming back and say, well, you effed me up, or you did X, Y, and Z. So between the medical waiver and me just knowing when to stop, that's been holding me over for the last 4 years.
Well, and I'm going to tell you this too, Dash. This is just me coming in as just the outsider. But boy, let me tell you, it's like the more sensual things are, the more turned on, engaged you are, you find your legs to be a lot more flexible.
Yes. Yes, but then after that, later on, a couple hours, then you're just like, no, wait a minute, my hip kind of hurting and... You know, but in that moment, you're so turned on that you don't know or you don't understand. And in your mind, well, I didn't know my leg could go back this far. Yeah, the body can do some beautiful things.
Hey, I know I got some good memories. I got some good memories from some people that made me think, okay, maybe I am into this.
Yes,
y'all don't worry about my business. We talk about Dash. Okay, so Dash. What are some of the common requests that people ask for? Because I know you said they have to do like a questionnaire and, you know, things like that. So what, because I know that you have, there's a range of people. There's maybe more of the shy, and then there's the wet girl, just, you know, do whatever you want. So what are some of the common things that people ask for whenever they're wanting to sign up for a sensual massage?
The biggest one has always been intimacy, because they're lacking. Whether they're a single person or a couple, they're lacking. And intimacy is very big for, it should be very big for everybody, whether you're a single person or a couple. Intimacy is number one on my list. Like, I, you know, people have their top three. Intimacy is very high. It's top.
Oh, mine too. Mine too.
Forget the communicate. Intimacy, I need that. That's going to make me tick. And so that's the biggest one that I've always gotten, is that the fact that they're lacking intimacy. They need touch, and they need it in a very specific kind of way. And that, or can you just massage my shoulders? And a lot of women have never had an orgasm from nipple stimulation. Can you just massage my nipple? I can do all of that, boo. I can do all of it. I can give all of it to you. You know, that ain't no thing. That ain't no problem. And so I try to, when I'm massaging the back, it's me actually relaxing you. It's me giving you a very thorough Swedish massage. I say that when I flip you over, that's when the fun begins, because you obviously have more pleasure zones on the front than you do on the back. And once I flip you over, the closer I, on a woman, the closer I get massaging up her shins and to her thigh, to her vagina, she's a lot more turned on. And for the men, when I'm massaging their chest, they're a lot more turned on. And so I like to get every single part of the body. And when it comes to men, a lot of men are not going to say that they like their nipples massaged. They're not going to say that, because they deem it homosexual. And that's not the case. You massage that man, you think he's erect now. The nipples are a direct connection to the clitoris and the penis. I mean, direct. Do not skip. Do not go to jail. Do not go straight to go. It's a direct connection. And so most times it's always been the nipples, shoulders, which is where we carry stress the most. And intimacy has been the top three requests for me.
That's funny that you said that, though. And I love that you brought that up about men and the negative stigma that they have with nipple stimulation, because I swear, like, I was married for 17 years and my ex-husband did not like his nipples touched. Like, it just wasn't for him. But then I met someone and they loved it. And it was like the first time as an adult I ever met a man that was either comfortable enough to say it or that it actually did stimulate him. So the fact that you said this now, I'm like, oh, so really men have been hiding that they are stimulated by nipple touching and whatever.
I believe that every single thing starts with a conversation. Everything starts with a conversation, and everything starts with you discussing and expressing your boundaries, because there are some people that just do not like it. They've tried it. They just do not like it. And that is okay. But I don't like when people will shut something down automatically just because there is a negative stigma attached to it and they've never tried it. Baby, let's try it. This is going to be your safe word. And if you like it, we're going to keep doing it. If you don't, I 100% respect it. It's not one of those I have to do this kind of situations. Just have the conversation, express your boundaries, and your intimate life can be 10 times better just from one little thing. One little thing.
Girl, I'm taking notes. Your girl taking notes for my boo. He gonna be so happy. Thank you, Dash. Thank you. No, I'm kidding. Y'all know I'm single. So Dash, let me just get to maybe a little bit of pulling that from you, the education part, because I think as women, especially if you are in a long-term relationship, there gets to a point where you kind of are looking to figure out how to get some of that vibe back, how to get some of that energy back for whatever reason, maybe life, kids, whatever. So Of course, if they don't reach out to you, maybe they don't feel comfortable with actually having a sensual massage. Give us some tips for if we are in a relationship or we're in a monogamous situationship, whatever it is y'all want to call it, because sometimes they don't want the labels of that. We ain't in a relationship. But give us some tips. Right. Not my business, though. But give us some tips of how we can take some of the things that you do. Like, what are some of the things that really get a man going? Because, of course, I'm not talking about women right now. I'm talking about the women with male partners. Because I think women, like you said, we're so sensual. We got a bunch of stuff. But men seem to be really hard to figure out what really turns on that man. Because, of course, you touch their penis. Now y'all ready to go. But we want to do a little bit more. What else can we do besides just touch the package so that we can give some sensual experiences to our partner?
Well, first, again, I say communication. That's just number one. Because you never want to overstep in any way. Number one, everybody is on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it. And that is the space now, the place for porn, however you want, you know, whatever you want to refer to it as. So even if you just share a post that you saw of somebody, you know, speaking about intimacy, physical intimacy, or you see something being demonstrated, just share it with your partner. Hey, baby, I want to try this. Are you open to it? You could do that. When it comes to sensual massages, you don't have to book me. But you can buy a table. You can be intentional about whatever it is that you're trying to do. You could show him that you're putting in the effort and the time and the consideration to cater to him. Because, yes, we do. As women, we need a lot. We need a lot. And so men don't need a lot. All they need to see is that you still want them, that you care, and that the intention is there. So getting a table and dressing up for him. I know sometimes you might come home from a long day of work and you're exhausted. You're tired. I get it. However, he might feel like you're angry, you don't want to be bothered, and you know, he's coming home, you got your bonnet on, you got sweatpants on, you got a t-shirt, and that is fine. That's fine. But sometimes, you know, he do want us to dress up for him. The lingerie is sexy to them. Sometimes lingerie might not be the thing. It's boy shorts and a t-shirt for him. Every man is completely different, but showing that intention, getting a table. Hey babe, I got this oil, or I got these edible panties I want you to try. Anything can intensify your intimate life. There is panties that have the vibrator in it. You know, y'all go out on a date. He's sitting on one side of the bar. You're sitting on the opposite side. Foreplay is definitely number one when it comes to physical intimacy. Sometimes, yes, we can go for a quickie. But other times, baby, warm this oven up. And just like we want our oven warmed up, we want to warm him up. Because his dick might... His penis might be hard, but baby, it can get harder. It can get harder. And so you want to make sure you're showing him the intention and the effort, having a conversation, asking him what he's open to, just sitting down and talking about it. Sometimes that people think, well, we got it going on. We do the missionary. We do that. That's great, but there's a whole world of things that you have yet to explore, and you won't explore them unless the conversation is had. Again, you can send the memes, you can send the screenshots, or you can share something from Twitter or even your favorite porn website, whatever it is. But just opening up the door to have the conversation to make him feel more comfortable and also yourself. I suggest everybody to get a massage table. I can't massage everybody.
Right.
Yes, you can use the bed, but who want to ruin their sheets with oil? Who, you know, the bed isn't as sturdy as a table is. You can ride that rocket to Mars on a table. Your feet, your legs, and hips might be hurting on the bed. You know, on a dirty surface, you can get a lot done on a table. There's a variety of them.
Yeah, because I hate, I had heard, like, when you in bed and your knees go into the mattress and I could see it at the table, that gives you a firm thing so you're not sinking down into it.
It's almost the same as if you're on the floor. You know, that floor gives you that sturdy surface so you can get a lot more done, whereas the bed is kind of, you know, you're rocking back and forth. So I suggest everybody to get a massage table, and I do have massage oil. So if you don't book me for your service, baby, I have some oil.
That's my next question. I'm coming up dash with it. I'm coming up with it. So I just wanted to get some of that information, pull it out, what a sensual massage is, how it works, because I just wanted to also differentiate that you're not just out here as like a porn star or doing stuff like this. Is actually a real business. You're actually doing this and get helping people. And I'll say this, especially me right now as this mental health advocate doing all of these things now on this path about relationships and single life and speaking on panels, all of these things that I'm doing, I'm hearing all of these people telling me way too much of their life business. But I can tell you that men do feel neglected and men do feel that they lose the intimacy. They feel like they become a provider, that all they do is give, all they do is take care of the household and all these things. So something like what Dash is saying, where you're catering to him, making him feel appreciated, or if you don't feel like it, get a Dash in your life where she's like, you know what, let me get him ready for you and ship him back home.
I agree with you when it comes to men feeling neglected. I think a lot of people start to feel like a partner as opposed to your spouse or your man or your woman, because now it's just all about the logistics of it. It's not about the actual relationship and how we got to where we are. And again, the smallest thing, the smallest thought, the smallest intention, you could go got by his favorite candy, you know, and he's a little bit over the moon. Oh, wow, you were thinking about me. And whereas us women, I know that we need a lot. We need a lot. We need a lot, and men don't need all of that. So just the smallest thing to let him know that you're still mentally present, you're still physically present, you still want him, you still desire him, you still need him, just those words alone. And my massages serve as self-care. A lot of people come to me just because they want to be touched. They have not been touched. They want to, you know, enjoy the entire experience. So I've had a lot of couples come to me, whether it's a couple's massage or a guy is just coming in because he wanted to get his woman massage, as you said earlier. Foreplay. Threesomes is one of their, you know, biggest things. Having them to just come in and sit. You don't have to get massaged. You can watch your partner get massaged. And then you're just like, well, babe, we can, you know, I want to try that. And so it's not just that you coming in and you got to sit here and watch this happen. You got to sit here and watch somebody touching your man, or sit here and watching somebody touch your woman. You can see exactly what it is that I'm doing and take it back home, do it yourself, and I guarantee you, I'm 100% sure that it's going to intensify and increase your intimate life.
Yeah, because he could bend you over after. That's your man. He can do whatever he wants to do now.
I've had clients come in and they got to going while I was there. I don't care. Do your thing. As long as it's within your time frame, I don't care. I'm going to go excuse myself to the restroom. I might sit and watch.
Okay, Dash, I want to be a celebrity sensual masseuse now. I'm kidding. But
behind the door.
I just want to be a fly on the wall because I'm nasty too. No.
And, you know, I respect it. I enjoy what it is that I do, again, because I state my boundaries and they know that it's a safe space. I'm providing a safe space for them. They could do their thing and they don't have to worry about me sitting back and talking and say, well, yeah, because clients such and such. Da, 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 da. No, I'm not going to do that. A lot of people don't even, like, if I was to massage you, Holly, let's just say if, right? I would never say, oh, yeah, I massaged Holly. Now, if you came to my page and said, Dash, that massage you gave me was great, that's something completely different. But nobody's ever going to know that you were on my table or X, Y. No, I respect people's privacy. They come to me for a very specific reason. And no matter if you came to me 4 years ago when I first started or now, the respect is all the same.
I love that. And so, and y'all little freaks, your privacy is protected. I love that. Okay. So last question, let's get into it. Because of course, like you said, you are also an entrepreneur. You also have products, you also have things that you sell in addition to this. So say you can't get the massage or you're not somewhere that Dash is accessible to in one of her cities on the tour and all of this, then you can also get her supplies that she has as well. So tell us about some of the things that
you
sell.
When it comes to sensuality, I believe that you can't, or seduction rather, you can't seduce anybody. Not that I'm trying to, but that it ties into my brand, Pure Intimacy, without touching the five senses. So you need something that's going to supplement all of those. And when I thought about that, I said, well, since I'm doing all of these massages, I'm putting money in somebody else's pocket when it comes to oil, being that I've massaged myself in the last 4 years over 1,000 people just by myself. And so you can imagine how much oil I've gone through. And so I decided to just pour a little bit more into myself and explore the entrepreneurial side of it when it comes to my products. So I created my own massage oil, which is 100% natural. There's nothing. It's just, there's no nuts in it, no parabens. It's allergen free, all of that good stuff. But aside from that, I'm all up on these people. And, you know, I want to smell good. I want to smell good. And so that prompted me to create my own fragrance line. So now I have 3 perfumes, 3 colognes, and 2 gender neutral fragrances, amongst a host of other products, body butters, body scrubs, an apparel line, satin sheets, clothes, hats, t-shirts, all of that good stuff. And just I just recently, as recent as yesterday, released my custom panties, the thongs where you can get your man name on it just in time for Valentine's Day. So that's a thought. That's a thought for him. You know, you being intentional, you got his name, you're like, oh shit. You know, it looks good.
Because I ain't getting it really tattooed, but I wear some drawers.
You know, you put him to the side and his name is still there, you know? So I said, what good is it for me to just be traveling, massaging all of these people and not having products of my own to promote for to have them? Oh, Dash, you smell so good. Well, here you go. Right here you go, right here. You know, you know, I have the whole line for you. So that's the most exciting part now for me, being that I've been massaging for the last 4 years, I can focus on my products and put the intention behind that, because they're all 100% naturally made. They're made right here in my kitchen. So I enjoy it. This is the best part. This is the best part now for me, as opposed to still traveling years later, still massaging years later. I have something to show for the time that I've been in this business that can also supplement me massaging.
I love that. And so you have something like a tour or something, right? Oh, or there's something.
Tour, okay, what is that teach, about? Actually, to teach massage therapy, sensuality, seduction, and intimacy. The tour starts February 10th in Brooklyn. I'll be going to 7 cities: Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Atlanta, Houston, Chicago, and LA. And
okay, I'm in Houston, so you know I'm going to be there. My man gonna be getting right this
and
year,
so,
baby.
You know, it's just me teaching you all of the things, a lot of what I said here, plus so much more. And then it'll come with the whole gift basket full of pure intimacy products. You know, a live DJ.
And how can they sign up for that? Drop that too.
On my website at pureintimacy.net, the tickets are up. I do have tickets available for a single and tickets available for couples. This is a 100% hands-on class, so you don't come and you're just like, I need somebody to touch on, or you don't have to dress up. You can come in lingerie. You can come in your pajamas. You can come very comfortable. And I will be demonstrating, me personally, will be demonstrating on everybody in the class so that they can actually feel and see exactly what it is that I'm talking about. So I'm super excited for that.
So mind y'all business whenever she's here in Houston and I'm MIA, because you already know where I'm going to be.
I'm super excited. In the last 4 years, I have completed 7 massage tours. And so this one being the 8th is obviously a lot different from the massage tours because I'm teaching, but I will be accepting clients while I'm on tour. So.
Noted. I love that. Okay, so Dash, go ahead and drop social media handles. Do your website again. Spell it out, because some people are driving or, I don't know, running on a treadmill because they listen to the audio podcast as well. So drop any of your website, social media, how people can follow, like, and support.
My website is pureintimacy.net, pureintimacy. .net. That's my website. If you can't find my social media, everything is already on my website. My Instagram is pureintimacy_ pureintimacy. There are a lot of fake pages of me and my brand and my business. If you come across them and it is not pureintimacy_, it is not me. Even though they may have 15, 20,000 followers, it is not me. My Twitter is _MamaChunks, MamaChunks. Now it gets a little reckless over on Twitter. So that might be the spot where you know, but yeah, that's my social media. Again, if it is not, if you don't see me on there holding a spoon on my nose or just, you know, casually talking, if it doesn't look pixelated, then it might be me. But if it looks pixelated or screenshot or screen recorded, it is not me. And I'm telling you now, I've come across over a dozen fake pages of my business, and now they're starting on Twitter with the fake pages. It's terrible. I have to go back because a lot of people have been scammed by these pages. They've paid their money. And so I have to go back and express to them, this is not me. But then also, I understand that you want this experience, but make sure you're doing your due diligence when it comes to vetting people, because you can be encountering a complete stranger. You can be walking into rooms with people that you don't even know. I vet everybody that I put my hands on. Nobody that I've laid my hands on did I not do a case search on, number one. But then also, I'm scouring your social media, because how are you speaking about women? How are you talking to women? What are you talking about? What are you reposting? Because I never want to put myself in a situation, even though I can protect myself, I never want to put myself in a situation where I have to protect myself. So if it's not pure intimacy underscore, it is not me.
Okay, got it. And I'll also have some taggable links in the podcast notes. So you guys know I always tell you, go down to those notes, because I actually will have her website and everything in the podcast notes as well. So make sure you go there. So thank you so much, Dash. Ooh, my boo gonna be like, hey, how much that class was? When you going to that class? When you going?
I'm here, and I will be there.
I love it. Okay, so that is Miss Dash, you guys. Pure Intimacy. Thank you, Dash.